It's been around since 1920. Born in Chicago, and offers a location in Schererville. Gady's Chocolates and Ice Cream will be in to join Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, this Friday on Let's Eat. Visiting from Gady's will be the owners, Jim and Beth. They will be bringing us, just in time for summer, homemade ice cream and chocolates. Listen in as we discuss ice cream and chocolates with Gady's. Call in 769-9577 for a chance to win a gift card from Gady's Chocolates and Ice Creams or Chef Nick's Eatery. Join us live Friday at 3 o'clock for Let's Eat. Tune in to 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. Good afternoon, everyone here at Northwest Indiana. Thanks for joining us here at 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here live in the studio on a beautiful day with the owners of Gady's Chocolates. We have Jim and Lee, Lee's his son. And we don't have Sharon today. Sharon's off today. We have Tom Maloney.
Her voice got a little deeper.
Much deeper.
Yes.
Sharon. And you know what? And she's a little scruffier today, too.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. she's on her last razor and has to get out to the store. Thanks for reminding me. But radio, theater of the mind.
That's right.
And
your face is smooth, though.
That's right. And as long as the voice is smooth, that's all that matters. Nick, really excited today. First off, there's no snowstorm outside.
Right,
because that matters because...
The last time we had a snowstorm when Gady's was here for Valentine's Day. And
that's right.
And you know what? They came out here with their snowmobile and their sleigh.
The snowshoes and everything.
They brought all their chocolate, and it actually did work out well. And you know what? And, we want you, the listeners, to call in 769-9577 for a chance to win a gift card from Gady's Chocolates and Ice Cream. Or Chef Nick's Eatery. So call in 769-9577. We want to hear from you. We want to hear some of your questions and what you're thinking about. So I wanted to thank Jim and Lee for coming in. Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Nick. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in because Tom will tell you, and we're starting to get a crowd back here, but they brought in a ton of chocolates and a ton of ice cream.
They did.
For us to try, and it's all, I went and visited their establishment, and I've seen where they make the ice cream. Lee was showing me, and it's all good quality, tasty stuff. So, again, I want to thank you guys for coming in, and you know what? Let's back up and let's see what Jim can tell us a little bit about his history of the chocolateer world and ice cream world. And Lee, we want to hear from you too.
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead, Jim. Tell us a little background.
Well, I started working in the store when I was about 12 years old. So mopping the floors and, you know, cleaning the dishes and getting my teeth caught on the ice cream business.
Now, when you say that, was you mopping the floor and everything like that for your father, or were you working for?
No, I was working for my dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the family business. This was in South Chicago. 92nd and Commercial. So mm-hmm. We were there since 1920, and we stayed there until 1986.
And then where'd you move to?
And then we moved to Lansing, Illinois, 1986 on Torrance Avenue.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Jim. Where did you graduate from? Where are you originally from?
I was born in Chicago, and then we moved to Orland Park in 1968.
Okay.
And I went to high school at Carl Sandburg High School.
Okay. And you met your wife where? Beth?
She was here
last time. That's how I kind of remember.
I met my wife when I was about 31 years old. We met at a birthday party.
Okay.
So a little bit later. But,
yeah. Sounds like me.
Good things happen those who wait.
Yeah, yeah. And you had a couple children? How many children?
Yeah. Lee is our oldest.
Okay.
And Jimmy is our second son.
Okay. So Lee, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 19 years old.
It's nice to see somebody so young.
Right? Thank you for being here, Lee.
Yeah, thanks for coming
in.
So go ahead, give us a little history. I know you got a shorter history, but give us some history.
Yeah, I actually started working around the same age, around 12 years old. I remember doing cash register. I would stand on the milk crate I couldn't reach a cash register at that age. But yeah, I started working around 12. I graduated in 2017 from Lake Central.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to work there full time now, back and forth between the Schererville and the Lansing location.
Okay.
Now, do you use the ice cream to power yourself running back and forth between the two places?
It helps.
Okay.
It definitely helps. Yeah.
So, Tom, we got a caller?
We do. We've got Barbara from Hebron joining us on the line. Barbara, hi, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you've got a question for the folks over at Gady's.
Well, I had one for Chef Nick.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready to handle it. Give it to me, Barbara.
I want to know when you're going to bring back the muffalata.
The muffalata. Well, that's something that's almost like a secret menu, you know, hidden menu.
Well, I know the inside.
Yeah. What we usually do with something like that, we usually just bring it out and we put it on like a special board or something like that. But if you call in, we can make that muffalata for you.
I ask every time I come. We come at least once a month.
Do you? Well, yes. Tell them it's Barb, and I'll make it for you.
Chef Nick's is an awesome place. People around here need to make sure they visit you.
Oh, thank you very much. Other than a muffalata, what do you like there?
Everything.
Well, you know we started breakfast, right?
Yes, we haven't had breakfast.
Well, we start at 10 in the morning, and we have a really good breakfast that we just kind of started up.
The fried chicken's awesome. Great, great burgers. I still haven't had to try pizza yet.
So, you know what? What we're going to do is I'm going to expand your horizon here. We're going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, but we're also going to send you a gift card to Gady's Ice Creams and Chocolates. How's that sound? They got one in Sherrillville. It's right on. Go ahead, Jim. Tell us where the address is.
It's on Main Street in Route 41.
Okay.
Close to TJ Maxx.
All right. I appreciate it.
Sound good?
Yep. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye.
So tell us, Jim, why did your dad decide to start in chocolate? What got him there? Because your last name is Ngedi.
No.
Okay.
No, the last name is, a lot of people ask me that, actually. Uh-huh. My dad got started about the same time. He's about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like we're all the same at the time,
right.
12. And he started there and mopping the floors and doing this and that. And then he got into making the ice cream and doing some things with chocolates. And so basically it's the same kind of pattern.
Now, he bought it from someone named Gady's?
No, my great uncle, his name was James Papa George.
Uh-huh.
He started in 1920.
Oh, wow.
And so my dad's name is Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He basically started, he was born in 1924. So okay. He was 12 years old when he started.
Wow.
So my dad was the manager there.
Uh-huh.
And then Uncle Jim, or we call him JP,
mm-hmm.
he was the owner.
Okay.
So
has ice cream always been a part of Gady's?
Yes, it's about half and half. We have the ice cream, during the summer months, and mm-hmm. then we have the chocolates, that hold us over for the winter time and Christmas and Easter and Valentine's. Mm-hmm. So it's really a complimentary business.
So back in the 20s, how did they make the ice cream? I see how you do it now. Did they actually have like a hand crank and throwing rock salt in there and all that? I mean, were they actually doing it by hand, or were they had an electrical device?
Yeah, no, it was made just like you said, by hand and with rock salt. And it was in the basement. So they'd make the ice cream in the basement. They would have to carry up these, 30-pound metal cans
uh-huh.
and put it upstairs in the freezer. So there was a lot of labor going on back and forth.
They actually hand cranked it.
They did. Yeah.
No mice or gerbils to run that wheel. Have you been down in that basement hand cranking? I mean, how do you make the ice? I know you're probably the one that makes a lot of the ice cream or in charge of making ice cream, I think.
Yeah.
From what I gathered when I went and visited you in Lansing.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely familiar with it. I don't really like doing it because it's very time consuming and you're just standing. You just throw our special mixture into the machine,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to wait for the ice cream to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of a people person. I like talking to people, meet customers. So,
well, if you're making the ice cream and you're sitting there for all those hours, you'd probably be a little bit heavier.
Oh,
we got a caller.
Got another caller. Okay. Nick, I'm going to go ahead and let you dig into your ice cream.
Okay.
Your bowl is melting here.
That's fine.
But Michael's calling us from Crown Point, and Michael is actually, he's 12 years old. So if you guys can go ahead and give him a broom to start pushing and kind of sweeping up around, I think that would go really well. Michael, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Michael, you got a question for Chef Nick and the guys.
I'm actually eating their fried chicken right now, and it's the bomb.
Eating Chef Nick's fried chicken right now, and it's the bomb, is what Michael says. Michael, that might be the first time we've ever had the phrase "the bomb" on public radio here in Northwest Indiana. Congratulations.
So we need to call it bomb chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you at the restaurant now? Where are you at?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's there with his family, and I think they're listening on the speakers.
Oh, are you?
At the restaurant.
So do you like ice cream, Michael?
Yeah, I like vanilla.
You like vanilla. Do you like to top it with anything?
Nuh-uh.
Just plain vanilla? Okay.
Well, I tell you what, I'm eating vanilla ice cream here. It's from Gady's Chocolates and Ice Cream, and they have a place in Schererville. And I've been there, and it's really a cool, kind of a throwback kind of looking place. And they have vanilla ice cream, and in their vanilla ice cream, Michael, they actually have speckles of vanilla in there. So it's
that's cool.
That is cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to Gady's Ice Cream and Chocolates and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery. And you can take an afternoon on a Saturday. Well, school's out next week probably for you. Talk to your parents. Tell them to go down there and go to an old-fashioned kind of, explain the atmosphere there.
In what store? The Schererville location?
Yeah. Kind of feel the same in a way, but yeah.
It's about 1,500 square feet. It has the chocolates on one end, the ice cream on the other. It's all self-service, so you come up to the front and tell them what you like. And then we have tables, and you can sit down and listen to the 50s music.
Right. And you have tables outside?
And we have tables and umbrellas outside, too. So a lot of people like to be outside.
So you think you wanted to grab those gift cards and bring your parents and go down and visit Gady's and Schererville?
For sure.
For sure?
For sure.
Did you give your address and everything to Tom?
Yeah, we got it all from Michael's mother to make sure we were compliant and not getting addresses and phone numbers from children. So don't worry about that. We're covered there.
Okay, Michael, we're going to be sending you out a gift card next week. How's that sound?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening in and eating at Chef Nick's Eatery.
And enjoying the bomb chicken. The phone number to call in, 219-769-9577, 219-769-9577, to join in the conversation with Chef Nick and the guys from Gady's Chocolates and Ice Cream. And maybe this is more like the chicken and the egg, which came first? Which came first, the chocolate or the ice cream?
I think they both came first.
You think it developed at the same time? What's great on ice cream?
Yeah, you have to have both.
Right. Ladies, you think you need both chocolate and ice cream together? Both.
Yes.
They look like they're just got too much ice. What flavor are you eating there?
Butter pecan.
My favorite.
You know, and today is a perfect day. I mean, we've actually hit 90. The ice cream is flowing. And let me ask you something, Lee.
Yeah.
Are you going to college or anything, or is this what you go to do?
I did a year of business school over at IUN, and that was really good. But I don't know. It just wasn't. Maybe I'm taking a break this year, see what's going on. But I definitely want to take over the business when I get older, keep it going.
So are you guys going to take my advice from the past, is try to get into more this way, maybe Valparaiso or Crown Point or something like that? Is that something I mean, you got two sons.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how the Greeks are in the restaurants. They give each son a restaurant.
One for each hand, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would really like Crown Point. I like the atmosphere in the square. If I were to build a store, I'd definitely put one there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got another caller. Who do we got there, Tom?
We've got Dana from Valpo joining us on the line. Dana, are you there?
Hi, Dana.
Hi, guys. I'm super excited to hear about your new ice cream shop. I have one quick question, though. My kids are allergic to dairy products. Do you have any dairy-free options?
Unfortunately, no. All of our products do have dairy in it. So we have some almonds and some nut products, but caramel corn and popcorn, but nothing with the ice cream or the sugar-free. Sorry.
Okay, well, it sounds like a good date night option for mom and dad there.
So, let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with dairy products?
Me personally, no, but my children do.
Yeah, how about your husband? No? He's fine?
No, we're good.
So now you need to find a babysitter, okay?
Exactly.
And what we're going to do, Dana, we're going to send you a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery. And this is like the travel path you're going to take. You're going to go from Valpo to Winfield. Have something to eat, and it's going to be a nice day. You're going to go when it's really nice. And then you're going to travel to Schererville or Lansing. They're both great locations. And you're going to sit outside and have some ice cream on Gady's. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a couple gift cards out, and you'll be seeing them probably next week sometime. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening. Maybe we'll hear from you next week. Okay, bye-bye. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
It is beautiful out there. So Lee, so you're really want to carry on the family tradition?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, this is kind of all I know. I've been working there for such a long time now, and yeah, I love it. I love working. I love meeting new people. The customers coming in.
So. Let me ask you about the ice cream. Now, I was speaking with you, Jim, about the vanilla. So you actually put vanilla bean into there.
Vanilla bean specks along with the vanilla extract, correct. Okay.
And tell me the story about vanilla, what's been going on with the markets with vanilla.
Well, we get our vanilla from Madagascar, and unfortunately there was a cyclone that wiped quite a bit of the crops. So to give you an idea, a gallon of vanilla 2 years ago was about $60. Right now it's almost $600.
Wow, it's worse than saffron.
Yeah, right.
That's like that can really make you. So, do you have to charge extra for the vanilla since you use it, or
no? We don't. Whether it's 60 or 600, it's the same price.
Same price, so, and the same quality.
And the same quality. Yeah, absolutely.
I faced that in a restaurant too. I mean, like when eggs went crazy a while ago, I didn't raise my lemon rice soup price up because we use a lot of eggs and egg yolk in there. You just kind of. You keep the quality, and you keep bearing down, and you just hope that the markets change for you.
Exactly.
We got another caller?
Got another caller. We've got Tina from Lansing joining us on the line. Tina, good afternoon. Can you hear us?
Hi, yes. Could you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we got you.
Yes. Oh, I love your ice cream. I've been going there for years.
Well, thank you.
The one in Lansing and Sherrville, but mainly Lansing because I live in Lansing.
Thank you, Tina.
And I was just wondering about the whipped cream. How do you make it not be warm? And I love it. It's not cold like normal whipped cream.
Yeah, I probably can answer that too. Homemade. Tell her how you make the whipped cream.
Well, I can't tell you all the secrets because it's proprietary, but it's all...
Now you've been on the Shark Tank, too, I suppose. It's
all homemade, and there's nothing out of a can. It's actually that whipped cream machine is over 90 years old.
Wow.
So that's the... actually, that was from Hobart Equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one of the original pieces from the Hobart Equipment Company.
Really?
Right.
So that thing can go into a museum.
It's still cranking.
Yes, I
love
it.
So, go ahead.
And another question. You used to have birthday parties in, I don't know, the location in Lansing, but it's closed off now. You know, a little birthday for the kids.
Oh, no, you can still come in and have birthday parties. Come on in, bring some pizza, bring some food from Chef Nick's, and have a party.
I know, but that section, is closed off now in Lansing.
Oh, yes.
That little area.
We did close it off because we had to concentrate on more manufacturing and packing, but you can still come in the main parlor and have your party. We can put, reservation for tables, and come on in.
Oh, okay.
When you go there, what's your favorite ice cream combination?
Well, I love the vanilla bean, man. Caramel and the nuts. I love it all.
Now, have you ever been out to Winfield?
I went to Sherrville. Is that what you're talking about?
No, Winfield's over in Crown Point area, right down I-6 on US 30. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery. You're going to go there first and get something savory, fill you up, and then you're going to want something sweet. So you're going to go to Gady's and you get yourself some ice cream. And then you're probably going to go home and go to sleep.
No, that sounds good.
How's that sound?
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
That sounds like an afternoon out. How's that? Thanks for calling in.
And I love the atmosphere in there.
Oh,
thank you.
I do, too. I agree with you.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah.
We appreciate your business. Thanks for coming by.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Folks, and call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Come and call us and talk with Jim or Lee from Gady's Chocolates. Get a chance to get a gift card from Gady's Chocolates or Chef Nick's Eatery. And she brought up a point, the whipped cream. Now, you guys make the whipped cream from scratch? I mean, you use like heavy cream and the whole bit like that?
Right.
Yeah.
Not too many people do that.
No, it's very rare. Yeah.
Now, do you use a stabilizer in there at all or...?
I'm not too sure. I mean, it's a pretty simple process, just heavy cream, and we literally
whip it until it gets all air in it and gets all thick, and then you add some sugar and probably some vanilla and stuff like that.
Well, actually, we don't add the sugar or the vanilla.
Oh, don't, you don't?
It's straight heavy cream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. I didn't try it. I have to try it. Maybe that's why she likes it and she thinks it's different because a lot of whipping creams
are
full sugar.
It's got the sugar. It's got the extra
vanilla in it.
Extracts in it, right.
Right. The nice part is it's the heavy cream and then you get the sugars from the hot fudge or the strawberries.
Yeah. See, I never thought of that. That way. Yeah.
It might be. So I got a question. Talking about making ice cream and, you know, for a lot of folks, Chef Nick, myself included as well, who've just worked in hot kitchens during the summer. What's it like working in the back coolers during the summer making ice cream? It's probably like a 180 where everybody else is really hot in some kitchens, and all of a sudden, I assume you guys are probably wearing a lot of layers, making sure that the ice cream is staying cold. Is there a big – what's that I guess, the back end like in that in either building, in Lansing or Schertl?
Well, we make everything in Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, when it's like 90 plus degrees, I'm usually in the cooler or in the freezer. So that's the only way to stay cool in this place.
And you got big freezers. I've seen that.
They're big freezers. Yeah. I'm not physically in a freezer all day long. Basically, it's the ice cream machine is in room temperature, and then we just walk in the walk-in freezer.
Yeah.
And just, make small batches, 3-gallon batches, and then go make another batch. So it's basically in and out, not too much.
Is it all small batch ice cream then?
It is. Every batch is made with love.
Yeah.
In small batches.
And what's a batch size?
A batch is 3 gallons.
3 gallons.
Right.
And I know because by visiting them, they use, like, when you make banana ice cream, I bought some.
Thank you.
It was good.
Thank you.
We ate it before we got home, me and my wife. But you use, like, real bananas. You actually pureed the bananas and put them in there.
Yeah, we just put the whole banana right in the machine.
And then you do the same thing with the strawberries and things like that. So everything's like fresh. There's nothing that you buy like a concentrate or a flavor or or an extract or anything like that.
I was going to say you brought in like the pureed strawberries, which just have chunks of strawberries, which means it's fresh, right? It's not that like Nick said a pureed product.
Fresh strawberries. We cut them up. We go to the market. Cut the strawberries up. Everything is. That's the way you get the high quality product.
Mm-hmm.
People can tell if it's not.
How about the caramel?
Caramel we make on our own.
Really?
Yeah. So we have the same caramel that we use for our turtles, and we use that for our turtle sundaes. Well, we call it a muddle sundae.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's the muddle sundae, which is the caramel and the hot fudge and the whipped cream and the pecans.
It all sounds very, very good. No, how many different varieties of ice cream do you have?
There's no calories or no carbohydrates in any of this stuff.
Nice. I like that.
So, no, I feel very light.
No guilty feelings afterwards. Enjoy the ice cream. Giving two thumbs up. All right.
769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call here at 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio and get a chance to get a gift card from Gady's Chocolates or Chef Nick's Eatery.
So, I guess back to the small batch ice cream, I find that kind of interesting versus the world of like this massive manufacturing stuff. Does this allow you to go ahead and make sure the product is always
turned?
I guess turned over in terms of making sure that something's not sitting in the freezer or in a cooler for too long. Does it also kind of give you a little bit of maybe an ebb and flow in terms of trying new things out? Like if you fail at a 3-gallon batch, not a big deal compared to a 30-gallon batch.
Exactly. Yeah, it gives us time to experiment, and then also, like you said, we don't have 100 tubs in the freezer, for a year.
I mean,
every batch is made fresh, and we have a high turnover rate, and we get to experiment with different things. Actually, we have black cherry ice cream and pina colada ice cream. We're bringing out for the summer too.
I love pina coladas. Yeah. Getting caught in the rain.
Real pineapple and the.
Well, how many varieties do you usually carry on a normal?
Usually the six, most popular flavors.
Uh-huh.
Vanilla bean, butter pecan, chocolate chip, banana, strawberry, chocolate silk.
There's a lot.
Yeah. And then what are the other flavors, Lee?
Oh my God, we got Blue Moon's a real exotic flavor. A lot of people tell me they can't find that. It's really hard to find.
What's that taste like?
What I tell people, it's like Fruity Pebbles almost. Yeah,
okay.
It tastes like
Is
Fruity
it blue?
Pebbles. It's blue. It's real blue. Yeah. Yeah. So it kind of depends on the season. We definitely experiment. There's a whole, it's almost impossible to count.
So you talk about the season. What is like a fall or winter ice cream?
Man.
I think I was there. It was pumpkin. Didn't you guys have pumpkin?
We had pumpkin. Yeah.
Pumpkin. What else do we have?
For fall, we had pumpkin, coffee. And then for winter, we get eggnog and we get peppermint ice cream.
Oh, that's
the
fun.
Eggnog, the eggnog's probably fun. My wife would love that. Karen loves eggnog. I mean, it's like when eggnog season comes, she's like by the gallons.
Yeah.
I don't know. Too. She don't drink no milk, but she'll drink eggnog. But eggnog she'll have.
So it definitely you have that seasonal kind of variety. And go ahead.
I was going to say, what was your biggest seller?
The biggest seller is vanilla. I mean, that's our most popular seller. Yeah, well, you use it for milkshakes. You use it for hot fudge sundaes. I mean, Michael was right. The little boy, that's his favorite flavor. And, we go through a lot of vanilla. It's probably about 80% of our ice cream.
So when you make those small batches, you're making vanilla. Is vanilla the base for all the different batches? Or, like, when you make the Blue Moon, is that a different type of base? How does that process work?
It's all the same base.
Okay.
And so is there vanilla bean in the strawberries and all that? Or is it – no, there's no vanilla bean.
Just like a white white ice cream, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a white base.
White base. Okay.
Right, white cream. And then basically we just add the ingredients and we have the flavors that way.
Oh, all right.
Right.
Interesting. So it isn't necessarily a –
it's not a pre-mixed bag where you have banana or Blue Moon or whatever it is.
You do sugar-free?
Yes.
You do have sugar.
Low carb, sugar-free custard.
Okay. And what do you use to sweeten it?
It's an artificial flavor, vanilla. Okay. So, because we can't put sugar in there, so.
Okay. So when you go to your operation, it's got a sort of the old-fashioned kind of soda fountain kind of feel to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You guys got the white apron on, you got the hat on. So somebody can come up and get what from your Lee? What can they get from? I mean, that you have like a regular area where you can scoop out ice cream, and what can you serve them from there?
Oh, geez, we have it all. We have milkshakes, banana splits, special sundaes. We have like root beer floats and soda floats.
What are the? Let me interrupt you really quick, Lee. What are the special sundaes? Because I imagine a sundae is just your traditional sundae.
Yeah.
So you have different varieties, different versions of sundaes?
Oh, yeah. We have a ton.
Do you have a Saganaki sundae?
I wish. That would be good, right?
That's in the research.
R&D. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But our top sellers is anything with fruit salad in it, basically. The fruit salad sundae, fruit salad banana split, Gady special.
What's a Gady special?
That is just our famous fruit salad on 3 scoops of any kind of ice cream you want. It's usually vanilla, banana, and strawberry. But you could, feel free to change the flavors if you like. And those sell like crazy. And so do the brownie sundaes, too. We have a hot fudge brownie sundae.
I like the sound of that.
My favorite, yeah.
You guys do anything? I'm a big fan of peanut butter and ice cream. Do you guys do any of that?
We did have a Reese's flavor we tried out in fall. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to try and bring that back. So that we have the Reese's peanut butter.
I might have to call in to win a gift card so I can get the Reese's flavor. Yeah, let me make a phone call. 219-769-9577. 219-769-9577. You're listening to Let's Eat here on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Maloney. He is Chef Nick. Kevin Driscoll will be in for Sharon Jackson this afternoon during All Things Considered. And, of course, we've got Jim and Lee from Gady's Chocolate and Ice Cream from Lansing and Sherrillville. Guys, there's a whole big table. I'm going to take a quick break. I got to fill up my bowl again because it's empty. I'm going to dig in.
Yeah, don't forget the caramel, the hot fudge, and the whipped cream that's up there too. And they brought us gift baskets. And you sell fudge in the jar?
We do. Yeah, that's a really good seller.
And you make the fudge?
We make the fudge, and then we have beautiful jars decorated with beautiful ribbons on there. So makes great gifts.
And I notice you also have this gift basket here that's just beautiful. And I think Tom took pictures of it and put it online. And it has. It's a nice wooden box, and it has these like cigar-looking things. And I remember I took one of those home, and those are actually pretty good. It looks just like a cigar, but what is it?
Well, it is a cigar. It's a chocolate cigar.
Yeah, no, I didn't take a match to it at all.
That's actually a treasure chest. It's kind of a cool-looking basket, and it has our chocolate cigars, which the reason why we got into the chocolate cigars is because our great uncle smokes cigars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he would smoke cigars and have a little glass of red wine by the cash register, and that's our way of remembering him.
What else is in that basket?
We have golf balls with the tees. We have chocolate candy bars, some popcorn. It's a beautiful basket. It's great for Father's Day.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a great Father's Day's basket. Folks, 769-9577, call in for a gift card, and at Gady's, they got something great for Father's Day, and it's sitting right here. And I'd like to open up some of those cigars. And you also have boxes of chocolate. What's inside those boxes?
Oh, we have three different assortments usually. We have a signature assortment, which is our top sellers. That's our butter toffee, our almond clusters, and our turtles that we call muddles. We have a muddle assortment, which the whole thing is completely muddles. It's all turtles. And then we have a deluxe, which is our random assortment of different kinds of fruits and creams and all that sort of stuff covered in chocolate.
I'll have to say something. The last time you were in, you brought the muddles, and I took a box home. And I can't really have nuts, you know. And I kept muddling over this box of chocolate. I'm not kidding you, Tom. I kept going back and forth. And I was getting mad at my wife because she kept eating them in front of me, and I couldn't have.
She was teasing you.
So eventually I broke down, and I had one. And it was delicious. And something that Beth brought up when she was here last time was the snap of the chocolate. And your chocolate snaps. It really has a whole different texture than buying the other type of muddles out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason why?
Well, the chocolate's tempered a certain way, which allows to snap like that. If it's not tempered properly, it's more of a, there's more moisture, and it doesn't have that snap taste, you know, like a Kit Kat snap to it.
Yeah, because the chocolate was totally different than getting a turtle or something else. And then the pecans that were in there tasted really fresh. And when you guys melt your own chocolate down?
Yes, we.
And is that piece of equipment should be in a museum also?
Yeah, along with the Hobart whipped cream machine. Yeah. That's those two pieces. They're built like a tank, though. I mean, they're built to last for a long, long time. They're over 80 years old.
And that was like a copper. Is it a copper?
Yeah, copper, a cast iron material.
And what temperature should chocolate needs to be at when you melt it? Is there a certain temperature? Do you guys eye it, or how do you guys do
well,
it?
Well, yeah, basically about 86 degrees.
That's it.
Right in that temperature, right. So we melt it down. And
that's not a double boiling system.
It is a double boiler. It is, actually. It's water jacketed. So it's a
steam kettle jacket, basically.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't realize that when I was looking. And Tom, when you go there, they have a big production area. And it's ladies doing it all by hand. I mean, they're dipping everything by hand, every muddles by hand, and I found out you have a pretty big shipping area. Would you ship out? Oh, yeah.
We do chocolate orders online. It's definitely a big part of our business. We could ship it out, to old customers.
What's the website?
It's eatmychocolates.
www.gadies.com.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
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 So one of the most unusual places you ship to, or farthest places?
I think one time we shipped to New Zealand, and that was probably the craziest, place I've seen on a shipping label.
So what's the shipping process? Dry ice, cooler? How does that work?
No, actually, it's kind of neat. There's a bag that we buy. We put it in a box, and there's a blow-up bag. It's air.
Yeah.
And then we put the product inside the bag. And then we put our ice packs, not dry ice, but ice packs, and then we close the bag up and we ship it out. I had one customer that was in San Francisco, and it was on the UPS truck for a good 7 days when it was
really?
120 degrees
out. Oh, wow.
And that chocolate was in perfect condition when it got there.
Wow.
So it has its own little environment. These bags are incredible. So they save on space. You don't have to worry about the styrofoam containers
or
people getting burned with dry ice or anything like
that. We can't do that with ice cream, though.
We haven't experimented with that. I'd like to get into
it. I will give you my address, and you can just ship me ice cream. We'll see what happens. We'll play with it.
We'll do some research on that.
A little R&D there.
Yeah, right.
So when you go to your shop, other than getting shakes and ice cream cones, do you sell the ice cream in tubs?
We sell a lot of quarts.
Quarts.
Yeah, quarts to go.
Quarts to go.
And then people will get, occasionally a 3-gallon tub of ice cream, for parties if they wanted more of a bulk thing.
Because that's your ice cream case has the 3-gallon tubs. That's what everything's served out of.
Yes, correct.
Now, do you do any kind of like events, like farmer markets or going to fairs or anything like that?
Not too much of that. It's so hot with the weather out there. It's just
it's not good for ice cream or chocolate.
No, it's
probably not.
It's really hard to manage something like that. We occasionally do something for a charity. We'll go out and dip some ice cream.
Now, do you guys do any like hard candy?
No, we don't make any hard candy.
You make your own fudge?
We do.
You do?
We do. We have fudge. We have caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Caramel with nuts.
So now,
pan caramels.
Yeah. So like the fudge. Now, there's fudge that's hard that you eat.
Yes.
And then there's the liquid fudge.
Correct.
How do you, what do you do? Do you take the blocks and just melt them down? How?
No, there's a little bit, a little more complex than that. There's a certain things in the recipes that make it firm versus the other, which is a little more liquefied.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We're down to like our last 15 minutes. Give us a call. Ask us a question about ice cream, chocolates, or you can talk to me, Chef Nick, about fried chicken, it seems like.
Bomb chicken is what you have to call it.
So give us a call and get a chance to get a gift card. So do you do a lot of party baskets? Is that like the one of the things you sell, a lot of party baskets?
You mean as far as
the chocolates?
Oh, yeah, the gift baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do a lot of those, especially around the holidays for Christmas and for Easter. A lot of corporate people like to give something, like a gift basket.
So do you do specialized things? Like I see sometimes people buying Hershey bars, like Tom's going to have a baby here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
You came in town.
Tom.
Well, thank you.
You're looking great.
He looks really good. But like when my when my daughter was born and my son, what we did was get these chocolate bars that said, I think, their name on it or had their picture on it. Do you do anything like that? Any kind of specialized signature items? Like
we have molds that we can. It's a boy. It's a girl. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You know, like the pops and suckers. So, and then we can put ribbon on anything. I mean, if you want a box of chocolates, we can. It's a boy, it's a girl, thank you. I mean, we do a lot with ribbons, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what I was going to ask you is, why don't you give out your website one more time and your address and a phone number to where they can call in to maybe get some of these things?
Sure. It's www.gayetys.com. It's GAYETYS.com. And we have two locations, 36 U.S. Highway 41 in Schererville, and the other location is at 3306 Ridge Road in Lansing, Illinois.
So where do you get your chocolates from?
That's a secret.
Uh-oh.
we buy the chocolates in bulk, the chocolate in bulk, and then we melt it down.
Okay.
Okay, so we don't make the actual chocolate from scratch. And then basically then the ladies hand dip it and you'll make the centers for it.
And where do you get, like, your nuts, your almonds, and all that kind of stuff?
We go actually to Albanese. They got a great product over there. So and they're really wonderful people, so we like to do business with them.
So you cross over, you sell their gummies, you put your gummies in your ice cream or anything like that?
Sure. We have their gummy bears, sour neon gummy worms. What else, Lee?
We got Swedish fish, I think, malt balls. Yeah.
We can put anything on ice cream. even chicken.
No chicken on ice cream. I guess they only put chicken and waffles together, but no ice cream with chicken.
Maybe put the ice cream on the waffle. It's not a bad idea.
That's a very good idea.
There we go.
So you do do waffle cones?
Yes, we do.
You do your own waffle cones?
We don't make our own waffle cones.
Okay.
We have them,
uh-huh.
but we don't make our own.
How about you? You were talking about popcorn.
Yeah.
Is popcorn a big part of your business or a little segment of your business?
I've sold a lot of that popcorn. We have cheese corn, caramel corn, and then we have the Chicago mix with the cheese and caramel together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we sell a lot of those. We have those little bags right by the checkout. People grab them. It's really good.
Now, good little party favor kind of thing, I think, when it comes to the popcorn. Yeah.
1 gallon tin, 2 gallon.
Yeah, and we have bigger things. Like we have 1 gallon tins, 2 gallon tins for like parties and stuff like that. We sell a lot of those too.
Now, do you get the popcorn? Is it outsourced?
It is, yeah. It's made.
You can only do so much stuff.
We have some items. Yeah, they are outsourced. The popcorn is one of them.
Uh-huh.
So they're made. It's made for us, and you can only, we really concentrate on the chocolates and the ice cream.
Right.
That's the main products.
Yeah. No sandwiches.
No sandwiches, not yet. We do have cookie. We did the ice cream sandwiches.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, you make your own ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah, ice cream sandwiches with our homemade vanilla bean, and we take two cookies and we smush it together. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
All the ice cream. I mean, especially with a hot day like today. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You can't ask for anything else but
the hotter the better, right?
I mean, don't you guys have an ice cream truck?
No, you know, that's a good idea. I'd love to have a mobile truck to be downtown.
You know how it is. You know, everyone's got a food truck these days.
Oh yeah,
except for me.
Yeah, need a good food truck.
Need a good food truck.
Ice cream and tacos.
Who do we got there, Thomas?
We've got David calling us from Cedar Lake. David.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how's it going today?
Good.
So I had a question for the guys, but then I had a comment for you, Nick. So which one do you want first?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so the question in regards to the chocolate was, do you guys do dark chocolate as well as the milk chocolate?
Yes, we do. We have both type.
Excellent.
Now,
excellent.
Is the dark chocolate healthier for you? They say it is.
Any kind of chocolate's healthy for you.
You hear that about, sometimes they interview these people that live 175 years, and they said, I have a chocolate bar every night before I go to bed.
That's what keeps that and a glass of wine, right? I mean, it's a knockout combination.
Oh, yeah.
What kind do you like, David, more?
Dark chocolate, for sure. That was why I wanted to know.
Yes, we have an excellent dark chocolate. My favorite is the dark chocolate-covered almonds. And the
that does sound good.
It's incredible. You got to stop by, David, and try one of those.
How about some bacon? Do you typically do chocolate covered bacon?
We haven't got into that yet.
I've heard of it. Yeah, we should start doing that.
How about bananas?
It's really good.
We have frozen bananas, chocolate bananas with nuts. Sure.
I always like the frozen cheesecake covered in chocolate as well.
That's another good
idea.
The strawberries.
And of course, the chocolate covered strawberries.
Hey, David, have you ever been out to Gady's?
I have, actually. They blessed our PTO with a wonderful gift basket for our auction.
Thank you.
So, I've been in the Shearville store. Actually, I just drove by.
Oh, thank you, David.
And what PTO was that for?
Hanover.
Hanover. Okay. So you have a question for me or a comment?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if they do maple ice cream, you know, you shouldn't give up on that that chicken and ice cream idea.
There you go.
So, David, have you been to Chef Nick's before?
No, I've not.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, again, I think it's a great pairing. Yeah. I mean, it's a good afternoon. We're going to send you a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery, and we're going to send you a gift card from Gady's Chocolates and Ice Cream. And this way, on a Saturday afternoon, come by and get some food from Chef Nick's. We have outside seating too. And then, you know, if you got a convertible or motorcycle or, you know, roll down the windows, head out to Shearville and get some ice cream from Gady's. Sound good to you?
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll make sure I get the chicken so I can bring it over and put
there you go.
Hey, if they get the chicken from my restaurant, can they sit at your place?
Come on in.
You hear that? It's clear.
BYOC.
Go.
Bring your own chicken.
Thanks for calling in. I hope to hear from you again.
Thank you, David.
Yep, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. I don't know. Everyone's on the chicken and
chocolate chicken or chicken with ice
chicken
cream.
And ice cream.
219-769-9577. 219-769-9577. Let us know what flavor ice cream you want to put on fried chicken.
No, you know what? Actually,
why not? Bacon and chicken.
Fried chicken's not a menu, but we sell a lot of fried chicken. I mean, and it's I was in a deli business for like 21 years, and I developed fried chicken, and I've had the same cut up chicken, same breading, the way I do it, because everyone does it a little bit different. Yeah. And at our restaurant during right now catering time, we do sell a lot of fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fried chicken.
And to be honest with you, folks, I don't use a broaster. I don't cover it. I just use an open fryer because I believe that when you open fry it, it makes it crispier. When you put that broasting top on it, sometimes it makes it soggier, and some of these broasters don't release, and it blows up the chicken inside, or you pull it out and it's not cooked, so you got to put it back down. You end up overcooking it. Enough about fried chicken. Let's get back to ice cream, because it's a hot day and we got a phone caller.
It's a very hot day out there, and Catherine from Crown Point is hopefully keeping it cool. Catherine, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. You got a question for the guys at Gady's.
I was wondering if they made passion fruit ice cream.
Passion fruit. No, that could be in the works, though, for a little R&D. What do you think, Lee? We'll do some experiment for passion fruit?
We have lots of fruit ice cream. Passion fruit's going to be next.
Hmm.
See what
if
you
I
just...
brought you some passion fruit, would you put it in the ice cream?
Well, we'll put it on top of your sundae. I'll provide the ice cream. We can put it on the ice cream afterwards and some whipped cream on top.
Have you ever been to Gady's?
No.
No? You know they have a location in Shearville, right on 41. And they also have one in Lansing.
I passed it just today. I was looking because I've been listening to the radio and hearing about this, what you were going to talk about.
You like
today.
Those commercials?
You're okay.
Oh, that deafening silence,
oh,
Jeff.
Nick, I'm so sorry. It hit me
I'm
hard.
I'm so sorry.
But, you know, I was listening, and then I thought, oh, I bet you that's the place when I went past, I think, today, because it's almost up to, Highland?
Yeah, Highland,
Sherwood, Main Street. Yeah. When you're at TJ Maxx, stop in for some dessert afterwards.
You know, because you know who
I was up in that area, and I think I saw it. So I thought, oh, that's the place they're talking about.
Come on in.
You know what? You'll see Lee there. Lee, every time I go there, I end up running into Lee.
Yep, 10 to 4. You got a really good chance of seeing me.
Have you ever, do you work in that area? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I live
No. I just went shopping today, and I went up there and saw it, and I'm retired now.
Okay. Have you ever been to Chef Nick's?
No.
No? You know where it's at in Winfield?
No.
So if I send you a gift card, would you be willing to take a drive to Winfield and maybe have a dinner at Chef Nick's, and we'll send you another gift card to Gady's, and then you can go there for some dessert?
Yeah.
That sounds good to you?
I think it'd be fun.
Can you just say to me that you love those commercials?
Oh, yes. The commercials are really great.
Save the tape.
I wouldn't know about this if it weren't for those commercials.
Well, see? Hey, they worked. It worked.
There we go.
It worked, right?
Yeah. You know what? Thanks for calling in. You know what? And call in the future, too. We'd like to hear from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
We'll be sending those out.
Thank you.
And the phone number again, 219-769-9577. That's 219-769-9577. Call up, join in the conversation, ask a question of the guys in Gady's for the types of chocolates and ice cream that they make. And again, let Chef Nick know what kind of ice cream you want to put on your fried chicken.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a thing now. It's going to be a thing, Nick.
Somebody's going to show up. They're going to be showing up, where's my Gady's ice cream on my fried chicken?
That's what they call the bomb, right?
The bomb.
The bomb, the fried chicken. I need the bomb with some vanilla bean.
So we had a few callers ago who was asking about parties. Do you cater towards parties? I mean, do you have a section in your Cherivo store or anything like that for, like, kids' parties?
No, we can open the whole store up. If they give us some time, some notice, so we can reserve tables for them, and they can bring their own food if they want in and have ice cream afterwards, and we provide the cleanup.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool to be able to bring your own food in, because normally it's, if you're coming here, you can only eat our ice cream that you bought here versus, like, bringing in pizzas or tacos or something for a party and then celebrating with some ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives people a lot of flexibility. They want to have pizza or fried chicken at Nick's place. Mm-hmm. Bring it in.
You know, I was speaking when you were here during Valentine's Day. Beth was saying that there's cruises or is there stuff like that goes on in Lansing?
Oh, yeah, we have cruise night. Guys and gals, they bring their cars in. I believe, you know, remember the dates, Lee? June, July, and August. Yeah. I think it's the third Saturday of each month, and that's a crazy time. People just, providing the weather is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, because these guys with the cars, if the weather's not perfect, they won't come out. But it's a great way for people to get out and then, come in for ice cream afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's really a beautiful time.
And what are your store hours?
Well, from weekdays, we're open from 11 to 9. And then from Friday, Saturday, we are from 11 till 10. And in summer, we're open 11 to 10 all summer long.
Wow. And the cruise nights, the Denny Flanagan cruise nights, are the second Saturday in June, July, and August, all along down Ridge Road from 6 to 10 o'clock. So you can go check out the cool cars, get some ice cream, maybe feel like you're thrown back in the 1950s through 70s and, throw on maybe not your Letterman sweater because it'll be a little too warm for that in the summer. But, the old high-top Converse sneakers and roll up your jeans, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
So you have outdoor eating in the front or in the back of your Lansing store?
Both. We have umbrellas, beautiful red umbrellas. We have like five umbrellas out there. About 20 people can sit out. And in the back, we have two large umbrellas. So front and back. And in Cherivo, it's basically on the side.
On the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's great enjoying ice cream outside. You can really smell, you know, just the flavors of.
And what's your Sunday hours? I didn't catch that.
Well, Sunday hours, it's from, it would be like a weekday. So it would be from 11 to 9.
Okay.
And then summer, it's just always 11 to 10 p.m.
So you're pretty tired after summer's done.
It's a long day. Yeah, it's definitely a long day.
It's a good day, though. People come out and, yeah, that's where the ice cream comes in. And then when the kids go back to school, it slows down because people are buying school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then we got a few months of lull there, and then it kicks up again, you know, right after Thanksgiving.
So. Just in time for the holidays.
Exactly.
Nick, we only got a couple of minutes left here. 219-769-9577. 219-769-9577. Go ahead and give us a call.
Give us a call. Get a chance to get a gift card from Gady's Chocolate and Ice Cream or Chef Nick's Eatery. So does ice cream take over your business more in the summer? I mean, has that become a more saturated percentage of your sales in the summer, and then it flips the other way? Is that what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably about 70%.
Wow.
Ice cream. And then basically in the fall, then it flips around, and then it's 70% chocolates, you know, for Christmas gifts and things like that.
And what's the biggest chocolate item you sell?
The box chocolates you're talking about? Yeah, box chocolates. It's like the 12-ounce boxes.
And when you go to your store, I mean, I'll give everyone a visual. When you walk in, there's actually like a bakery case or deli cases. And inside are all the individual chocolates. You don't have to buy the whole box. You can come in and just get a piece of chocolate,
buy
right?
Buy the piece, right. Yeah, just, you know, one or two pieces of this and that. Yeah, it all works. Yeah, so you don't have to.
So I got a question for you. Talking about the chocolates, earlier you were talking about the snapping and talking about the tempering of the chocolate. What does that mean? The chocolate's not like, you know, there's not the sharks and the jets snapping here. Yeah. What does snapping of chocolate mean?
It actually does sound like that.
Yeah.
Does it? Okay.
In your mouth.
You know, you ever have that Kit Kat bar?
Yeah.
It's a snap. It's the same type of sound.
Really?
It's the tempering. That there's a process with the tempering that allows to do that. If it's not tempered properly, the right temperature, it won't make that sound.
So you don't have to give away the secrets, but what is tempering when tempering chocolate? Is it just cooking it at a certain temperature point?
Right, bringing the temperature high.
Yeah.
And then bringing it down to a certain temperature, and then that's the proper tempering.
Right.
Okay.
Because if it's overdone, it waters out.
Exactly.
You know, because I've done chocolate in my ice cream and made my own little things. But if you forget about it, you kind of ruin it.
Yeah.
And if you go under, then it doesn't work the same. And if you go over, it actually kind of crystallizes and stuff like that.
And it gets cloudy. The chocolate looks old. It's not, but it blooms.
Oh, real quick, what does old chocolate look like?
I don't think I've ever seen old chocolate. Yeah, my house disappears.
Does it not discolor on top or anything like that?
It does. It has that blooming. Well, actually, old chocolate, we don't have any old chocolate.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, like me, you know, next year I get, you know, I look, oh, there's a box of chocolate from Christmas. I mean.
Right. You know, it's a good idea if you want to preserve the chocolates, put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And put it in a bag and keep it in the freezer and then wait 8 hours till it comes to room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can open it up, and it stops time at that point.
Okay.
So or just go ahead and eat the chocolate and don't actually let it go bad and have to worry about putting it in the freezer. Either way, it's a win. But we only have just a couple of minutes left, 219-769-9577, if you want to talk with the guys from Gady's, or if you want to talk with Chef Nick and get a gift card, go out and celebrate. It's supposed to be a really nice holiday
weekend.
Beautiful weekend, a great chance to go ahead, especially if you're not traveling and you just want to make the jaunt over to Schererville or Lansing, just across the state line.
Yeah. Anything you guys have to say before we take off here?
Lee, you want to add a few things?
I'm all set. I think it went well.
How do you think your radio debut went, Lee?
I think it was pretty good. Yeah. First time, hopefully not the last.
I think he's a natural, guys. What do you think?
I think he is.
Oh, he's got it going on. He's
next
young
time, though, you got to bring more chocolate and ice cream. I don't think you guys brought enough.
Folks, if you would see the amount of ice cream and chocolate we have, you would feel pretty bloated.
Yeah, I feel pretty bloated right now. I've only had two bowls. But just a minute to go here. And again, Chef Nick, you will be back on again next Friday, correct?
Next Friday I have off. And
you're
then
off next Friday,
right, we're going on the Friday after that, and we'll have Cakes by Karen.
Cakes by Karen.
And they're out of Highland, Indiana.
So if you get some Gady's ice cream, save it in the freezer, if it can last that long, and then you can go ahead and throw it on some cake in a couple of weeks here. But guys, thanks so much for joining us with Let's Eat.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
And everyone out
Tom
there.
And Chef Nick, thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks for
appreciate
joining
it.
Us. And thank you. you know, folks out there in Radio Land for calling in and making the show enjoyable and informational. And I want to tell everyone out there to have a great Memorial weekend and be safe. And join us in a couple weeks here again on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick,